Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, you want to hear an impression?
Yeah, okay.
You know ahead. Abe Lincoln?
Yeah.
Want to hear an impression?
Sure. That's it?
He's dead. Doesn't talk. He did. That's it.
Okay, so what you did is
he's
you did
dead.
Okay.
So. Want another impression?
All right, the first.
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
The guy who's all like, what's up? Bing, 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 bing.
Okay, I'm not really sure who you're talking
what
about.
What is in that apple cherry with tobacco?
I don't know. You seem to not.
Hey, who's that?
I don't think you can really handle your high anymore, Mo.
I can handle this song right here.
No, not yet. We don't even have the third member here. You're really out of the gate fast today.
There he is.
Oh,
there
you're wearing
is.
A Terrifying Tim shirt. Oh, that's the one you ripped off.
Lego. 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 I gotcha. I gotcha. There you go. So what's your favorite Bing Crosby show?
I don't have one.
Exactly. You can't pick them. There's so many.
Okay, talking to the mic, Scaremaster. How long will it take until you get those headphones on? Oh, my God! The Tasmanian devil jumped you. Now they're all falling
down.
Now they're all falling down. Everything's falling down.
It might be a sign. It might be a sign.
Here, you want me to help you?
Please.
All right, sit down. Put your headphones on.
Oh, what's going on with you two? Dan's crotch is right in your face.
Breathing harder.
Dan is over trying to help Scaremaster by putting all the big stuffed animals behind Scaremaster's head. And Dan, and he's got his crotch right in his face. I mean, Scaremaster's just sticking his head right in Dan's lap like he's going to sleep like a baby.
Why do you do that?
Stop dreaming, faggot.
Stop dreaming, faggot.
That's the name of your second book, right? You know what's not a dream is this song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big 3 Podcast. Hey, everybody, guess who it is? It's your old pal Don.
Malinsky, Officer Malinsky.
Now you're an officer?
I'm junior officer, working my way up.
When did this happen?
CF&G, dude, CF&G.
What is CF&G?
Why don't you just introduce yourself, Perry?
Scary Perry, the king of Fright Night comedy. See, let's see, California. What's the F stand for?
What's the F stand for? That's what she said.
CFG. Zip.
How long do you think this is going to take before we can start the show?
Well, tell me what F and G stand
for. We have a huge show today.
We're still going to talk about. Yeah, like, what's your favorite salads? You started out telling us before the song.
Garden salads.
Okay, so what about dressing? I got ranch,
Italian dressing,
blue cheese, Italian. I got creamy.
Is that
I got
organic?
Vinaigrette.
No, not creamy.
We got a vinaigrette.
That's
we got a balsamic.
Organic.
We got a balsamic vinaigrette.
Vinaigrette and balsamic.
Would you like that on the side, or you want that on the
salad?
Okay, and we also have croutons. You like croutons on there?
Croutons are okay.
How about?
But they're not
anchovies?
Organic.
They're not organic croutons.
I said they're okay. Not all.
Well, but you gotta fucking have an idea if you're gonna say you're organic. You got to be organic all the time.
Well, not all the time, but I mean,
Perry, we have a huge show today.
Well, let's fucking do the show.
What do you mean? Okay, I'm just asking you.
Okay.
All right, the big news is, and, well, I don't know if it's good or bad. I saw this from a Perry F. Caravello on Twitter. Wanted, female co-host for the return of the Comedy Pirock Resurrection. Got to work on that name. Must be a rocker, ages between 21 and 50. You're really giving it a big angle.
Well, 50, I'll be 50 in November.
Ages between 21 and 50,
well,
that knows about the LA heavy metal rock scene. You can email me here at scaryperry@knac.com. What's going on with Lisa?
I tried to call her up earlier today, and she says she's done. She wants nothing to do with it anymore.
Why?
We had it out, I guess, yesterday or the day before.
What happened?
I was in a bad mood, and I got
you?
Mad. I got mad at her, and I told her that I did not want to talk to her anymore today. Let's talk tomorrow. And she wouldn't let it go, and I just said, fuck it. And then she says, well, fuck you then.
Wow. So what kind of things did you say to her?
None of your business.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, none of your business? What the fuck are you talking about?
Look, when you're having a fight with her,
none of your business. Bees, that's what you always say.
That's all.
Yeah,
you,
none of your bees.
That was what the whole last week's show was about.
We've got to come up. What did you say to her? There, wait a minute. Before you get, there's a pig crawling on you.
You got all these stuffed animals around here.
Yep.
I thought I had a...
You're not
God
very...
damn. Forget it.
Okay, you were saying something, Mo.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Mash, have you had a chance to look at your entrees? We have a salmon special tonight that comes with mashed potatoes and your choice of vegetables. We've also got a...
I already ate.
Perry, why do you got to start with this fucking food thing? We're in the middle of finding out.
He's doing the
same.
No,
why do you always blame somebody else?
I'm not blaming anybody.
You're blaming. He is. He is. I'm asking you.
Well, how about the fact that he orders a salad without letting Mary Jane order hers first, which you always let the lady. And listen, I don't even think we have time for salads, because by the time we get our entrees, it's going to be time to go.
What, are we going to eat on the show?
Perry, we're not eating. Why do you keep talking about food?
He's the one that's
no,
saying
why
entree.
Do you blame him? Stop blaming somebody else. You were the one. Take responsibility for yourself.
What did you say to Lisa?
Lisa and I got into a little dispute over the fact
that... We know
that,
but what'd you say?
We were talking about the show, and then...
What were some of the things she was saying?
You know, I don't remember word
you
for
don't
word.
Remember. Well, give us an idea.
You know, fuck.
Like fuck? You were talking about fucking?
No, I don't even remember what we got into.
But it sounds
did you guys?
She wanted to talk to me, and I said that I don't want to talk right now. I don't feel good. Let me go. And she went and let go of it, of the matter that, you know, girls are or women are. And
girls are. I know how you are. You're a pain in the fucking ass, and you probably shouldn't talk to her.
I'm as bad as a chick, if not worse sometimes.
Worse than a chick.
That is my best friend, Dan.
I know it is. I'm sorry that I say that.
I'm not your best friend.
Well,
remember that.
So what's going to happen with the Comedy Pier Rock Resurrection?
Probably won't even start.
Whoa.
But I have meetings tonight that I have to see.
Meetings with who?
A couple of chicks.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
New colors?
What are their names?
Yeah. One is Kelly.
Kelly sounds... What's her pussy look like?
I don't know.
You have to know something. She had big tits?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
She said she's a 34D.
This is what you asked her in your interview?
I didn't interview her yet. I'll interview her when I see her.
Well, then how did you find out that was the size of her breast?
She told me that I've got your favorite size. And I said, well, I'm not sure, so...
But she didn't mention her pussy at all.
Of course not. Girls don't do that.
Hey, if you do get her as a new co-host, can I just say, maybe this time you don't tell everybody that your co-host likes to kiss poopers.
Yeah, that's one thing you did. Well, you did the whole thing where you said that Lisa Marie had ate your asshole.
I didn't say that. I just...
Oh, you didn't?
I just went, uh-huh.
Maybe you'll remember this.
So all I said was, uh-huh.
Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude, she's good at everything.
Really? You should put some mistletoe over that.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass? Now, does that sound like you're just saying, uh-huh? I think you were trying to make people believe that she was eating your asshole on a regular basis.
It was that time. There was that time, dude.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What? Maybe a long time ago.
Exactly. Okay. So there
we
go.
Talking about
her. So we're moving on. We're moving on. We're moving on.
Thank you. Let's move
forward. Let's not rehash the past.
Good point, Mo.
It's not what we're about. We're about pop culture, about what's happening today.
Let me throw this in there.
Let me throw this in there.
Excuse me.
We don't talk about things that happened before, because you know what? Why rub something in someone's face?
We move on. There's enough going on today in this very day and age to talk about, to get to, you know what I mean? Our personal lives and what else, Scaremaster?
Pop culture.
Exactly. Right.
Now,
real quick.
About that fact.
What
about
fact?
Pop culture
about,
or your personal life?
About both.
Comedy Pure.
But one of them is going to be
wait a second,
the other one.
Stop!
You seem very edgy.
There's a fucking page on the
internet. I'm asking you if it was
called
pop culture.
Facebook, and I'm going to delete everybody if they don't do what I say.
But you is this pop culture or your personal life? Oh, I guess it's Facebook and it's your personal stuff.
Because I'm getting sick and tired.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, fucking sick and tired of all you cocksuckers out there bringing up that bullshit that happened 20 plus years ago.
All right, now you see, Mole, I don't know if you saw this. Why don't you read this? This is what Perry has put up online.
It says, Perry Caramello, next, starting tonight, when I get back in my effed up apartment, then I'm moving out of everyone on Facebook is being deleted.
Whoa, strong words.
And then he says to another guy, this all makes me sick. I don't have fans. They are my enemy. This is another form of the Pakistani war.
It's another form of the Pakistani war. Exactly.
How is it?
Because of the way everybody's fucking attacking me.
Really? And you don't think that the Pakistanis have a say in it?
Wait a minute. You're ripping on Mole?
Yeah, it's like everybody's fucking out to attack me. And
everyone's out.
Down.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I know I am.
I'm so sorry. You've got everybody. It so tough. You do nothing and you expect everybody to do things for
now,
you.
Wait a second. What side are you on in the Pakistani war?
What's I do nothing?
Are you the Pakistani?
Nothing. I show up here, right?
Are you the Iranian, the Iraqi, or the wacky Pakistani?
Answer the question. What side of the Pakistani war are you on?
Listen.
Whose side do you take?
What do you mean, what side do I take? What side should I take?
Are
you
the,
side do you think I'm going to take?
Which one? I don't know. Which
you
one?
Hate America.
I don't hate America,
yes, you
fucking
do.
Idiot.
Really? You're the one who goes to baseball games.
If I hate America,
and boo
why would
the national
I?
Anthem.
Hey,
you're the one who went to 42 and got up in the middle of it and said, the worst day of baseball.
Hey, you fucking faggot over there.
I'm sorry, man. When I start thinking about it, you spit in Lady Liberty's face. Well, it just gets this American sick. Sick to his stomach. But you're still my best friend.
Ditto on the same words for me, Mole. You really kind of hurt me.
So are you an Iranian, an Iraqi, or a wacky Pakistani?
None of the above.
Which one?
Well, you made a comment.
I'm an American,
that
but I'm
uses
an Italian
America.
American.
Oh.
No. Well, what
so
about the
how
thing
is it
you
like
say
the
here?
War on Pakistani?
Whose side are you on in the Pakistani war?
I'm only for us.
Well, who's
the
us?
Ones that are to be free.
The big three?
The Americans.
The big three?
The Americans?
Okay, what about this? What about the big three if we were a well-armed militia and we took on the government? We start our own country called Big Threedonia.
That's not a bad
please.
Idea.
Why is that not a good idea, Scott?
Remember when
Master?
I tried to open up Simply Donstown?
Yeah, that was a big one.
Oh, brother.
Yes, Mary Jane.
Perry said the Americans. That means he's a Russian spy.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me?
I think you know exactly what she's saying.
I'm a Russian spy?
Yeah, quit stalling.
That's what the Americans are.
You know what? Hey, guys, let's mellow the...
Mary Jane.
Let's stop talking politics. This is about our personal lives and pop culture. All right. I wanted to get to something else. I wanted to play a game. You guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay.
I lie?
Nope. Here's the game. I'm not saying this message was left for me, but it could be. All right, but what we're going to play a game. It's called, Who Did Perry Leave This Message With? Okay? Now, all you got to do is you'll listen to the message that Perry left, and we'll try to guess who he left this message for. All right, if you would, play this message.
Here's the apology. When I am busy, whether it's in the morning, during the day, or at night, like the other night when I was having a business meeting with my friend Eric, fuck! None of your business what I am doing, when I'm doing it, where I'm doing it, or how I'm doing it. It was a business meeting, goddammit! Eric and I were talking business. Do not bother me! End of fucking story! Oh, you don't have a business meeting on fucking day. Fuck you. If I'm having a business meeting at 9 in the morning or 9 p.m. at night or at 12 midnight or 3 in the morning, it's a fucking business meeting. The entertainment business is 24/7 business. Kabish, I am fucking busy all the time or I am bored.
So Eric's alive.
Me ever again.
That was a long time ago, that message.
Okay. Okay.
Eric's still alive. The whole thing was a lie.
No, no.
You just to get our sympathy and our Kickstarter money.
Wrong. That's an old message.
Wait a minute. Where did the Kickstarter money come from? I don't
think for Eric's funeral on Kickstarter, the Scaremaster Eric Memorial Fund.
Did he do that?
No.
Said he was gonna.
Okay. So the question was, who did Perry leave that message with? Do you know, Mole?
Was it for Eric?
No, it was not for Eric.
It was left for you.
No, it was not. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to turn over all the cards. It was Lisa Jabrowski.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we got no winners today.
Okay. Why is so mean to Lisa? She's so nice to you.
She's a pain in my ass.
Why? She's a dedicated fan. She likes you very much.
Oh, God. Again, she is a pain in the ass.
And you're not?
Sometimes.
People can be quirky, you know?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, Mole.
Thank
quirky.
You.
You're quirky 24/7.
I think that's a little unfair about you. That's why we're best friends.
That's not why we're best friends.
That's a million other reasons why we are.
Huh?
If that's not the reason, then what is the reason?
What is the reason, Scaremaster?
You keep calling me your best friend. Just...
You know what? We really didn't get into it. So why are you deleting everybody on Facebook? You mentioned it earlier.
I'm getting sick and tired of all the negativity.
Like what's negative?
I mean, these guys bringing up the RC matter.
What's RC?
Randy Callahan?
No, stop. Oh, no, God, don't stop. Don't Come talk on. About it, please.
That was 21
stop.
Years
Thank
ago.
You.
And this is a guy. That guy wants to move on with his life, too. He doesn't want to hear about
it. And Perry,
stuff. Please, come
you
on,
can't
guys.
Bring it up all the time.
I'm not Seriously, trying to.
Stop, okay,
to
but what I'm saying is, all right, to the people that are writing about RC, you know, that
stop.
Happened a long time. 21 years ago. When are you going to grow up? Why
Thank
does it
you.
Have to be talked about all the time? Perry has moved on.
Trying to.
And I'm sure that guy has to. You know, he doesn't want to think about Perry any more than Perry wants to think about him.
It was a dramatic thing. And if I remember, he raped you.
Thank you.
So let's.
Well, that was never. That's an allegation.
What information do you have?
I'm just saying that that's an allegation you should make against somebody. You know. That,
I agree. That's a pretty serious thing. But why do you say he raped you then?
When you are forced to do something like that, that's considered rape.
Okay. Like to let somebody blow you and then while he's doing that, you jerk him off?
Look, yeah.
How could you force somebody to jerk you off?
No, no. When he's... Look.
You said, you know, remember when you said that my hand...
Subject changed, period.
Exactly. Remember when your shorts raped my hand? When your shorts got
Shut off. Up!
Yes, my hand was hand raped by your shorts. Hey, it's time for $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you don't know what the $10 shout-outs, this is where you, the listener at home, are allowed to get in touch with us, maybe with a short paragraph telling us what's on your mind. And the way to do this is you send $10, and that's no checks, no money orders, that's straight cash, homie, and you send it to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris. 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, we have a couple things here.
Can I make a statement?
During $10 shout-out? You could have made a statement before. Now you want to interrupt the $10 shout-out
with
a statement.
I'm not interrupting the $10 shout-out.
Why don't you wait? Why don't you wait until after the $10 shout-out?
The reason why I'm saying it now is
You got something you want to say?
Scaremaster,
is this what you want to say?
Well,
why don't you just tell him if there's something you want to say? You act like it's a big deal that you can't even like get your thing out there.
This isn't a $10. Did they pay us $10?
They didn't give us $10.
Then no,
they gave
then no,
us
no.
They gave
no,
us
you can't do it.
Shirts.
Yeah, and I didn't get one last week. And don't bring up that guy's name.
They were nice guys, though.
No, they were very nice. Not to me. They weren't. They liked you. They liked you. And I've never liked sports shirts. All right. There's a guy, R. Erickson. I can't read his $10 shout out because he didn't give us a $10 shout out. But what he did give us. Is he gave us some It Ain't Quittin' stickers. So here's some for you, Perry.
Nice.
Now, because he didn't include $10, I can't give his anything beyond his name. And then there's a Prince Vince who gave us these little, what are these called, the little wristbands?
Rubber band bracelets.
Right. And it says, It Ain't Quittin'.
It Ain't Quittin'.
So we appreciate it, but if you would have given us $10, we could have read your shout-out. I'm sorry. So to you two guys...
Thank you.
Thank you, but better luck next time. Here's our first $10 shout out for today. Greetings, Big Three. I'm writing in regards to a very profound moment that I had recently, just last week, when I discovered about the existence of Scary Perry Caravello. That's nice.
I'm alive.
I think he's complimenting you.
Well, he made the fact that the existence, which means I'm alive.
Well, it means that he never knew about you before, and he just found out about you, okay. I think. So far, I think it's a good letter.
Okay.
This was such a great moment for me because I had finally found another person that I could truly relate to. Now, is that a compliment or what?
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Very nice.
Should I read on?
Please.
It's very comforting to know that there is another person out there in the world who is struggling just as hard as me to become a star, more than an actor, which I would do anything for. Like Perry, I was duped and convinced that I had found my first break in Hollywood. I was cast in the lead role, what I was told was to be Avatar 2, but ultimately ended up being just a 3-hour long Viagra commercial. Obviously, I was quite saddened by this, especially because it officially never aired. I decided to give up all hope in becoming a star and dedicated more of my time to my rock bands, the Loosey Goosey Pussies, the Pussy Munch. But then I became inspired to act once again. I watched Windy City Heat and saw all the great things that Scary Perry had done, like meeting Ernie Banks and becoming the second person in the history besides Marlon Brando to join the actors who can do a scene in one take elite. Your captivating performance in both Windy City Heat and in Austin Powers Goldmember have truly inspired me to continue my acting career, Scatmaster. I assure all those effing haters out there who claim Scary Perry is the flaming F he is not. He is not a flaming F. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? What?
Faggot.
Okay. I didn't want to say that word. Although I have questioned his sexuality after it aired, a stuntman in Windy City Heat to take his place in making... instead of making sweet love with Jiggly Wriggly. Those are Jiggly Wrigglies, baby. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Your newest big fan, Jack Booger. P.S. My third band, the Pounded Pussies, are in desperate need of an enthusiast. Help us out, Scaremaster. The Big Three. Well, we're off.
I don't know if these bands are real because I've never heard of them.
You've never heard of them? Well, because you've never heard of them means that they're not real?
No, I actually, there's a lot of new bands out there, so, you know, I don't know.
What's your favorite new band?
I have no idea.
Okay, go ahead, Mo.
Dear Big Three, my old roommate and best friend, Paul Bernardo, told me about Windy City Heat. After that, I found to podcast, and I'm glad I did. You guys are the best, and the only complaint I have with the show is with Starmaster, who lives at... Starmaster is always... bragging about how no planes were used in 9/11. Why must Perry say it was special effects, courtesy of Ted Turner and Rupert Murdoch? Why does Perry also need to bring about Mark Humphrey playing the guy in the Harley Davidson shirt in the news footage aired on 9/11? Oh, well, yours truly, Russell Williams.
I never said any of that.
You did, too.
Never said any of that.
Why would he write it if he didn't say it?
Because he's full of shit. Maybe wants to start a fucking fight and wants to start an argument.
I don't know if he's that way.
It's a deal with Mark Humphrey.
All right, let's move on. All right, here's the next one. Dear Perry, it's Dino, your fellow half-Italian again. Remember me? My cousin Robbie was a janitor on the set of Windy City Heat. He cleaned up your shit. Sorry I didn't write sooner. I had to wait until my next disability check and those lazy government workers take their time sending them. Life on disability has been sweet and simple. I sit in my fat ass all day in a shitty one-bedroom apartment doing nothing except eating pasta, taking dumps, and listening to the Big Three podcast. I hear you're about to fight a bunch of people. I wanted you to know that you have my full support, and I'm thinking I would start working on your wrestling moves. I found the perfect opportunity for you to gain an edge on your foes. On Saturday night's Club C Friends in Reseda, host a man-on-man nude oil wrestling night.
There you go, Scaremaster. You've been talking about wanting to do that forever.
Did he really?
Remember?
Not really.
I don't know.
Sort of.
Never said that.
You never said that.
Pretty sure you did.
Then never why would Mole say that to me if he didn't?
Because Mole likes bullshit.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe I don't remember everything perfect then.
Oh, look at this. This guy put you both on the list of participants for the next 3 months out. What's your home address? I'll meet you there Saturday night, and you can drive us over. Can't wait. P.S. These fights and you will be a hero around Reseda, and they may even let you audition as an extra in Windy City Heat, too. Oh, that's not nice. I will pray to the holy dog for it every day. Your fellow half-Italian, Dino Rabinetti.
Well, right now, I really don't have much of a home.
What does that
mean? What do you mean?
I'm not living at my old address that much anymore.
You're moving out?
I've already moved out.
But you're still in the process a little.
Well,
not everything is out of there.
No, exactly.
You're moving out.
Where are you living?
At my cousin's.
Really?
On and off.
Seriously?
A little bit.
You're still not at your place.
How am I supposed to fit in your cousin's place?
You're not going to my...
No, I'm saying where you go, I go. We're going together. We're getting roommates. You and me, bosom buddies, roommates, dress up like chicks, go try to get jobs at some paper factory.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how it works. Where do they work? An office? We could do it. We'll be dental hygienists. I don't care. We just got to dress up like chicks and live in an apartment.
No, we
together.
Don't have to dress up like chicks.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea. I'm just telling you. Go ahead, Mole. You got this next one.
This says, Perry, what kind of gay are you? If you answer the way I am hoping, then I have exciting news for the Big Three. I've been a long-time listener and recently struck up a product deal to keep the Grease Master very happy for the years to CUM. I'm pleased to announce that Happy Gay Lube is the new product and is sure to keep all pillow biters happy and horny forever. We're installing Happy Gay Lube dispensers for all fancy lads to enjoy in every Denny's men's room stall. Happy Gay Lube has flavors that are scientifically engineered to release when mixed with fresh semen. Flavors like Coconut Topless Man on Rooftop, Sheba Chocolate Banana Anus, and the most popular, the Marinara Power Bottom Perry Callahan.
Let me explain something to you. If you read any more of this fucking letter,
Perry,
I'm leaving.
Then we just don't take the $10 from him? Let him finish the letter so we get the money.
This or not?
I think
it's
you
disgusting.
Should.
Disgusting.
In a way, I think I know what he's talking
he's
about.
He's saying that the secret ingredients are Perry's tears of joy. As we all know, Perry's a huge P-word and cries a lot. Thank you, Perry, for being such a P-word. For years, we've been gathering his joyful tears from a machine we secretly installed at your address, which is the Villa Paloma apartment at Reseda Boulevard, the apartment between 101 and 103. Our slogan is Caravello Tears. We'll keep the gays sucking and effing for 20 plus years.
See, that shit is why I'm deleting everybody on Facebook.
That would be crazy.
It just so happens that June 26th is Wednesday this year, which also known as Hump Day. I would like to invite Perry for a product testing. That's nice. At a stall in the men's room, so at Denny's and Reseda on that day. I promise to give him a good pounding in his rectum, and when I pull out of his A word and put my C in his mouth and my J hits the back of his throat, all the erotic musky flavors will be released and he will fall in love with men all over again. Your lubed up fan, Sean Cockburn. Now, Scaremaster, he raises some interesting points about you.
Well, and I have a comment after you say this, Mole. I'm really getting upset.
It seemed very ribald.
From what I understand, when you're a kid, coming out of the closet is a very tough thing. So the people that are gay, they have a very hard time. Mole, that's
Mole,
not what I was saying.
Mole, it's not a funny
matter. No.
This is not a funny matter.
It is not a funny matter. Okay, let me just try to get to this.
Is making an announcement? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, the announcement is everybody on Facebook is being deleted.
The entire Facebook?
Deleted? Don't delete everyone, and I'll tell you why. Now, just listen to me for a second. Here's a guy, probably all his life, he's been gay, maybe keeping it a secret. Now you, who he thinks came out, he's wrong about it, but he thinks you've been a guy that has come out.
You're a hero to him, dude.
Absolutely. These people love you for what you've done. You can't blame them for being attracted to you. You're a good-looking
guy. And for thinking you're
a
hero.
You're strong.
I'm strong. My legs are strong. My arms are shit.
They're
you're
pretty
smart.
Good. They're still pretty good.
You're smart. You got your shit together. You're funny.
Thank you.
You're kind-hearted.
Thank you.
You always think about the other person first.
True. You understand music.
That's definite.
You're patient with people. People aren't always quick.
Not always.
But more than you think. More than you think. You don't give yourself enough credit. That's another one of your things. You're humble.
I try.
And you're modest. Polite to people.
I try.
You care about the elderly.
True.
There's not a racist bone in your body.
I agree. Thank you.
You're very religious.
through.
You have to fight people that are constantly coming out saying, hey, the Javajos suck my cock and things like that. And you stand up for yourself and you stand up for your entire religion. And for that alone, I think a lot of people should back you. You don't back down from that. You're not afraid of who you are.
Right.
And so this is what these people are doing. They get in your life. They look at you as a hero.
You're a sharp dresser.
Thank you.
And you know what? You have great taste in food, organic food.
Thank you.
You know you eat right. You take care of yourself.
I try.
So you see why you'd be a hero. So you can't blame these
people.
You
love all people. You love all people.
Thank you.
Mostly homosexuals, but you love all people.
I like everyone, but I don't love homosexuals. Right.
But you just said you love all people.
I want nothing to do.
You just said you love all people.
I want nothing to do.
You just said you love all people.
You really did.
You can't say you love all people except for some people.
You don't. Hate you. What you don't like, you love people.
I love.
But you
I love
don't
people,
like.
But I don't like
gay people.
Listen, I don't
You're
like
the, one
the
who said
act
it.
Of homosexuality. I don't agree with the act of the gay shit.
If I remember correctly, to prove his point, when that guy did that thing to you, like over 20 years ago, you didn't like that. Am I right?
Said, we don't need to talk about that
you
shit.
Said, absolutely
next, you said,
not.
Next, moving on. Not my thing. I am moving on down the highway.
And it was forgotten. All right, let me
moving
get to this
down
next
the byway
letter.
And the guyways.
It's from last week's song. Dear Big Three, I love the podcast, but some elements of the show seem fake. I'm talking about Perry. The following reasons are why I believe Perry is a character and he is fake. Number one. Other guys like Mole, John Quincy Adams, and Terrifying Tim all have a clear history which seems to fit their personalities. Perry history is that he jerked off a guy who blew him, but he's not gay. Well, there is truth to all of what he just said there, because you did jerk off a guy and he blew you, but you were not gay, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. So this guy's right there. Two, Perry acted his ass off as Stone Fury in Windy City Heat, but he always ruins Moleplay with his terrible acting. What happened? Well, that's kind of true, too. I've been complaining about that for a while. Number three, Perry is supposedly retarded and broke, and yet he's an interpreter, the star of a hit podcast, and a movie star.
Okay. Doesn't mean that I'm making money, does it?
Doesn't.
Where's the interpreter?
Entrepreneur. Let me read that again.
No, leave that.
No. No.
Moving on. Come on. Here
all right.
Go.
I meant to say entrepreneur. Four. According to Perry's sexcapades, Perry has slept with thousands of women, and yet the only sexual partner he routinely brings up is Randy Callahan. But he's not gay. Interesting. Number five. The Big Three podcast is the best thing that happened to Perry since Windy City Heat. By extension, Don Barris is the best thing that ever happened to Perry. I'll agree with that. And yet, he regularly shits on Don and the podcast. None of this makes any sense at all, unless Perry is a fictitious character with a self-destructive tendency of sabotaging everything good in his life.
Scaremaster.
Let me ask you guys
Scaremaster,
something.
Look
shut up. Look
in
my shut up.
Look in my eyes.
Let me
I don't talk about
this?
Terry.
Look
I don't
my
talk
eyes.
About Linda Johnson.
Wait a second. Is there any
yeah,
truth
you,
to what you're saying?
I don't okay. talk about Amy. Look, I don't talk any, about Stacey.
Really?
I don't talk...
Okay, but any truth to any of that stuff he's saying about this
it's
whole
bullshit.
Thing being fake, this whole you just being a fake character, any truth to that at all?
You know, it makes a lot of sense, Perry. But by the way, that was from Ryan.
Oh.
Okay, before we
it
get
it makes
to,
no sense.
Okay,
he's,
but he, but when you say Terry Ann Fluzzo, you
she, and Fuzzo,
she jerked you off a couple times, and you never had sex with her, and you paid.
Mind your own,
and
well, you I'm not going to say mind your own business about her because you already know what's going on with her.
You haven't fucked her.
Yeah, I did.
When?
Terry Ann Fluzzo?
Back in the 90s.
How many times have you fucked
Once.
Her? Once. 1890s. In the entire time you knew her?
Yes.
Okay, so that's not really fucking.
How
that's
much?
Not really a sexual. And the Johnson girl, didn't you pay her?
Johnson girl was my neighbor one.
And
Johnson,
you paid her.
Johnson I didn't pay girl. Her for sex. I gave her money because she needed some help.
Right.
And she gave me money because I needed some help.
You're a gigolo?
No,
are
don't
you,
look
master,
don't look,
are you hustling
don't
again?
Look at, don't look at
are
me like
you
that.
A gigolo?
Everybody's talking at me.
Are you a midnight cowboy? Is that what's
Can't
going on?
Can't hear what
look,
saying.
When I had the money and she needed some help, I gave her some money. When she had the money and I needed some help, She gave me some money.
I'm
so,
going away. The sun keeps shining through the boring rain.
Okay, here, read this one, Mo.
Dear Perry, I've been thinking about this for long and hard. For years, I've been a fan, and for years, I've heard people from coast to coast saying that you're gay. I know how upsetting this must be for you, since I know in my heart that you're not gay. I know you've tried for years to get people to stop calling you gay, but then they won't stop. May I suggest that the problem is that you haven't denied being gay?
Nope.
You've been denying it for 20 years, and the gay talk still hasn't stopped. The problem is that some people like to say you're gay, even though you aren't, just to try to upset you. I think I have a solution to your problem. Scaremaster, okay. You want to hear this, right?
I do.
What's the solution to my problem?
I want to hear this.
Perry, the only way you'll get people to finally stop calling you gay is to say you are gay. Yes, you should do this, even though we all know you aren't really gay. If you just say for the record that you're gay, all of a sudden it won't be funny for people to keep saying it. In fact, if you announce you're gay and people keep insulting you, you would be able to sue them for an S-load of money for committing a hate crime against you. Just like you get disability benefits, gay people also get special treatment under the law because you can't make fun of them for being gay. Trust me, Perry, this is the way to end all the gay talk once and for all. If you agree with this approach, then here is something you could say out loud on the podcast as a formal announcement. Want to read this, Blue?
You want to read this, Perry?
I'm going to read it, but it's not going to be true if he's trying to make me sound like... I, Perry F. Caravello, wish to make it known to the world that I'm a gay man, happy gay. From now on, if anyone makes fun of me for being a homosexual or because of my gay lifestyle, that's happy gay lifestyle.
Not they homosexual guilty, lifestyle or homosexual.
No way am I homosexual.
Well, that's really kind
of... They are guilty of committing a hate crime and will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Thank you very much.
Well, you kept saying happy gay, and I don't think... You said that before.
I am not a homosexual.
But you have said happy gay before, and that never worked.
It's kind of taking away a little bit of the teeth.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I know you don't like it, but this is actually good advice. Scaremaster, seriously, Perry, you should make this announcement even though you're not actually gay, so people just stop talking about it. I know you don't want to do it, but at this point, what do you got to lose? Sincerely, Aldrich Killian.
Aldrich Killian.
Aldrich. Whatever. Aldrich.
Aldrich Killian.
Aldrich Killian.
Okay.
You know what? That doesn't sound like a bad idea. Our ratings would probably go way up.
Whoa, dude, imagine we could finally
sue these fucking guys.
No. Listen to this for 1 second.
And you should bang Dimitri Moreland, too, and put out a sex tape with it.
That is an excellent idea. You do it once, then if anybody says anything...
And you know what? You said you didn't like it that time with RC. Maybe you like it with Dimitri.
Fuck off, motherfucker! You want some water on you, you cocksucker!
I'm just saying, maybe it was the dude. You know, you only tried it one time, and you're like, yeah, this guy, he ain't no thing. And did you turn around when you walked out the door and slap your rear end and go, you can't afford it?
With the RC thing, that guy was not nice to you, was he? Was he?
No.
I think Dimitri Moreland would be so fucking good to you.
Fuck you!
All right, maybe it was just a suggestion, because then...
There are no bad ideas.
This show's almost canceled!
You can't cancel this show.
I can cancel this show!
Let's get to the $10 shout-outs.
All right, well, here's the final one. I was just saying it was a good way for you to get out of it. If you said that, then you could sue people if they put you down. Who's that Collins guy, the guy that just came out in the NBA? He just bought himself another
Gary
year.
Collins.
I don't think it was Gary Collins, but he might
from,
be right.
Good morning,
Gary
America.
Collins is not... Not from the NBA, he's from Good Morning America.
Exactly.
Gary Collins just bought himself another year in the NBA, making millions of dollars, and nobody has sold one bad
thing. Yeah, he's
thing
more like
Gary Collins.
He's more like a Tom Collins.
Yeah. All right, let's get this last letter. Yeah, I know what
cocktail.
It is. I know what it is, Mo. Dear Big Three, I know I've given my resignation as the editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks, but I now have to completely stop listening, writing, and being part of the Big Three podcast. I've given this project my heart and soul, but I have to face reality that your dirtbag Javajo Gypsy is just a bad guy and is never going to change. I feel that I can no longer become part of this train wreck that is an undesirable jerk has created. This Italian wannabe, I'm sure, will deny being the piece of shit that he is, but in the computer hacking business that I'm in, proof is needed. I'm not...
Computer hacking business, huh?
Yeah.
I'm gonna find this motherfucker and I'm going to break his fucking fingers so he can't type in that goddamn...
Whoa. He'd have to use a pencil in his mouth or something.
Things in a wheelchair where you have a
or voice activated.
Right. Bingo.
Software or something.
I'm not talking about the way he acts away from the show with the things like his scamming of the U.S. government with his fake disability.
Scamming the U.S. government with a fake disability. Oh, hey, Mr. Fucking...
You don't know who
you
are.
You're a fucking fart! You piece of shit!
Spoiler alert!
Hey, Jagoff! Have you ever been hit by a fucking cunt on the wrong side of the freeway?
We don't know who it is yet. We don't know who the letter's from yet, dude. Let him finish it.
Let me read on.
All right, he goes on to say other things that you've done. Suing his brother for no reason.
Fuck you!
Having a hand in murdering numerous people.
Yeah, right.
I'm not even talking about the way he disrupts his neighbors' lives in the apartment complex.
Eric's not dead anymore, by the way. Tell him that.
I'm not saying anything, because I don't know that to be true either. I know this waste of, and then he put this in parentheses. I know this waste of humanity will also deny this allegation, so I've enclosed a couple apartment reviews of where he lives that seem to have mentioned him. Mole, would you read these? These are... The Villa La Palma apartments at...
Read those.
These are reviews of an apartment, and it's of your apartment complex.
This is the building from AGLL's. My next-door neighbor offended all five of my senses deeply, and the staff wouldn't do anything about it. Hearing, the guy was constantly screaming in a high-pitched voice. I don't know what got him so worked up, but he spent literally at least 6 hours a day yelling. The other 16 hours, he had the same song on repeat at full volume, and you could hear it all through the building. Back in black, back in black, back in black.
Wow.
Smell. He cooked pasta nightly. I had to deal with the smell of ragu tomato sauce 24/7 for the whole year I was there. And not just ragu. He had tons and tons of oregano that would start to burn and it would stink. Sight. He constantly left his door open like some kind of maniac. He never had anything on except for a tiny fanny pack covering his pickle.
What?
His body was always suspiciously hairless for an Italian. Taste. I lent him a couple drinking glasses to use for some party he was throwing. He brought them back and they tasted like Carlo Rossi wine. I couldn't wash the taste out of the glasses. I had to throw them out. Touch. He would always follow me around in his car and pull me over the side of the road. Then he'd put his head in my car and try to kiss me.
Do not rent here, please.
That's one review. Wow.
Here, I'll show this.
That's a review online. That's a review online. Here's another review of your apartment online.
Wow.
From Anonymous. This is a horrible place to live. This one greasy Italian guy who lives there, and he's always wearing this garbage back jacket. He's constantly acting unprofessional and always screaming. His house is a disorganized mess and smells like cannolis. Although one time I spoke with a man leaving the apartment that went by the name Tim, he seemed like a really cool guy, striking and handsome.
Oh, that might have been terrifying, Timmy's talking about. So these are real, dude. These are real. Let me finish this letter.
Yeah. Real my ass.
No, what infuriates me is how stupid he is by doing nothing to help the Big Three podcast in any way. Instead of helping, he chooses to destroy the only good thing that he has in his meaningless life. I've created a list of things to prove my point, and I'll only use examples of things he did from last week's podcast. All right, the first one. He wouldn't help his best and maybe only friend, Mole, get back on his feet financially by giving him his Social Security number so he could get a credit card. Yeah, he did that.
Oh, so you want to ruin my life by giving out my Social Security number?
How would you think I'm stupid? All Mole wanted to do was
get a credit card.
It's not going to happen.
I needed your search for like 2 seconds, man.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, that's not it either. All right, he goes on to say, anytime he asks anything about his personal life, he always responds with, it's none of your business.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's not fair. That's not the way you do this show. All right, it goes on.
I'll tell you next time.
Okay, let me finish reading this. After ripping off William Randolph Hearst III by secretly taking $50 from him, and then in parentheses it says, giving none of it to Don or Mole, then not promoting his movie during the podcast at Sundance, after William Randolph Hearst III challenged him to a fight, he accepted. But then last week, the Benjamin Franklin lookalike calls him a pussy, and then he says he wants $100 billion, or he says that he will beat the fuck out of him. He goes on and says, that doesn't make any sense at all. My personal feeling is that dirtbag Javajo Gypsy talks a big game, but he's the one that's a big pussy, and I'll bet he backs out of the fight. Are you going to back out of the William Randolph Hearst fight?
October 11th and 12th. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. You will be kicked all over that fucking stage and probably kicked four fucking rows out into the audience. You fucking cheap piece of fuck.
Belly blow, belly blow, belly blow, belly blow.
Belly
right
blow.
Hook, right hook.
Belly blow, belly blow.
Also.
Ding, ding. Yes. All right, I'll go on to read more. Goomba Boy makes a big deal when he gets his 20-year-old plastic jacket ripped and when his cheap paper-thin shorts get a small tear in them. When Don wants his shirt replaced that was ripped by an aggressive hatred by the scum master, he refuses by making numerous bullshit excuses, claims that he needs proof, and there is proof that with a video that shows an aggressive animal attacking Don and ripping his $700 shirt. These are just
it wasn't a $700 shirt.
Well, that's what
it
says here.
60 plus.
That's what it says here. I'm just reading, you know, the shirt was ripped. And,
he knows a little bit more about fashion than you do.
These are just a few things that this self-centered fuck did, and that was in just a one-hour podcast. Please understand, I love Don and Mole. I just can't take the more on anymore. Oh, and I don't think Perry has ever denied that he's gay. Your loyal fan, friend, and former worker, who do you think it is?
UA Craig III.
Former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. And anything to say about that?
Yeah, anything to say about that?
Anything to say about that?
Are you going to keep your mouth shut, or are you going to just keep
talking?
Who
are you talking to?
This guy over here.
Who's this guy over here?
Mole.
Quiet, Vince.
Vince, shut the fuck up with your telescope talk.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out.
I hear a phone call. Can you send that through for us, please?
Hello, babies. Hello. How's about a little harmony?
Hello.
Hello.
Miserable, miserable indeed. Indeed we do. Listen, loves. Listen, loves. I'm sorry I haven't been in touch. I've been entertaining Prince Harry.
Oh, really? What's that guy like?
It's cool.
What's he like? He's a stout gentleman indeed, and in tip-top form, may I say.
Prince Harry, you're hanging out with a royal prince, a king from England.
Listen, I'm sorry. You may be confused. Prince Harry is what I call my jolly wagger.
that makes a little more sense.
All right, listen. How's about this? How about let's just jump into this week's tune, shall we? Time is short, and it's only a matter of time before some record label shuts this whole thing down.
Oh.
Walter, would you please hand out the lyrics?
Yep. Here you go.
All right. Thank you. Oh,
Billy Joel. Yes. But I thought we'd mix it up and turn it into a little bit of Silly Joel.
Oh, that's not cool.
Awful. Couldn't help myself. Nor can anyone help this song, I'm guessing. Wandez, hit it, love.
Ah, scary.
We know this one, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right, we've got our dungarees on. Ooh-hoo! Here we are. Perry works at Lucky's grocery store, banging the girls in the freezer. Mama Caravello left a note on the door. She said, Perry, move out to Reseda. But skateboarding too hard can give you a broken neck. You ought to blow by now. Who needs a North Face fanny pack? Why don't you let Mo look inside it?
Yeah, why aren't you, dude?
And it seems like he's out of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, his neighbor's got leaky pipes. So Perry's
moving out.
Yeah.
Yes, Perry's moving out.
Scaremaster, give it a little volume, buddy.
Yes.
Scaremaster.
Here we go.
Take it.
Admiral O'Leary loves whacking his meat. A real admiral in the U.S. Navy. He ran into Cookie Caramello making good things to eat. He wanted to slurp Cookie's gravy. And then Perry crashed a Chevy or a Cadillac. We ought to know by now.
We really ought to know by now.
And if he can't work with a broken back, at least he can polish our members. So if you want to have a good time, here's what it's all about. It's called Chili Cook-Off / Moving Party. 'cause Petty's moving out. Yes, he's moving out. Woohoo. Mm-hmm. We're having fun. We're just having some
having
fun.
Having a great time.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready? You should never argue with the crazy man. We really ought to know
we
by
really
now.
We really ought to know by now.
You can scam Uncle Sam with disability. Is that how he gets all his money? And it's...
That's what you're
all
about.
That's what you have in mind. Good luck going down in the Denny's men's room, Perry. Because we're moving out. Yes, we're moving out.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yes.
Great one, Mr. Adams.
Ooh. Mm-hmm, yes.
What about dancers?
Now the curtains start opening in the background.
Here we go. Here we go.
And marching towards them, here come the young men, and they're all holding steering wheels.
That's a good one.
And they're driving, and the engine revs, and it starts driving down the dark road. Yes, driving that moving van. They've got their moving van tank tops on, and they reach by them and pull their tank tops off and throw them out the window, and they're moving out. They're coming out, is what they're doing. Yes, dancing, we're dancing with our steering wheels of our moving vans.
Wow. Yes. All right, Mr. Adams, we got it, man.
Got this.
Mr. Adams, that's good.
Is everyone dancing?
No. We can't really, we're not a lot of room here.
We're not doing the clap and spin.
Really feeling the jowl here. Okay. Really feeling the jowl.
Right, wrap it up.
Yes.
Wow. That was Scaremaster loved it.
I love how very, very much I despise that.
Is that good?
You know what? I really, Mr. Barnes, I don't know what anything means anymore. Quick. How about this? Some other big three Billy Joel tunes. Donald, go. Give me
scenes
one.
From a greasy, disgusting Italian restaurant.
Yes, I love it.
A slimy, filthy fuckface who bothers everybody with his bullshit.
Indeed,
hey, I got one.
Yes.
It's still comedy, pure rock and roll resurrection to me.
That's a Thank good you. One.
Well, that does work. That is quite perfect. And speaking of which, I know this is a sore spot about the big three these days, but Perry, please, do not get upset if I try to conduct some business, if that's all right. May I?
Yeah.
Please?
Conduct
please?
What kind of business?
Listen. Please. An outside investor friend of mine, who shall remain nameless, but is something of a music big shot, is interested in backing the comedy pure rock Resurrection.
Okay.
With Mr. Barnes and Lisa Marie as the host.
Was a mystery person a water-known version of the lead singer from Madness? Would that be Dickie Barrett?
Look, I'm not saying who it
Lisa,
is.
Lisa dropped
That's
out of the
cool.
show.
It's pretty well. Dan and Lisa,
but
can
it
do
might
it together.
Be. It might be able to get.
Perry,
around.
Shut the fuck up. Let me ask you something, Mr.
Let's
Adams.
Let's not name names. Shall
they were like Madness.
Wasn't
this
Madness
guy,
a delightful band? Mama House. My mom is so house proud. Oh, love it.
This is awesome. But could you do a joke, dude?
Listen, everyone, calm down. Everyone, just calm down, please. Just calm down. Listen. I'll let the big three, on this whole thing, I'll let the big three work out their differences, all right? I just want to let everyone know what's what. Like, what do you get when you mix a cantaloupe with a border collie puppy?
A melancholy baby.
And pop goes the weasel. Toodles, butles.
That's all over the
place. Mr. Adams. Anyway, my personal thought is that right now would be a good time for 60 seconds of prayer. Go!
To start with, you go to www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
Finally, you did it right, because that's a good way to start. Now people know where they're going. Good job, Perry.
And now, after we go to www.scaryperryskateboards.com to order skateboard decks and T-shirts, and you spell that out,
S-C-A-R-Y-P-E-L-L-O-S-K, the number eight,
and boards, boards.com. Now, I'm going to read my new sexcapades. Okay. This goes back to New Year's Eve of 1984-85.
What are you doing?
I'm going to talk to you guys about what happened to me.
Is this your sexcapades?
On sexcapades.
Well, you're right in the middle of your 60 seconds with...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, it's time.
Let me talk about...
Stop! And that was 60 Seconds with Perry.
I really want to tell some popsicle sticks this week.
Can't do
one
it.
One of these days, Scare Master.
How can you sell popsicle sticks?
I can sell them because I know how to sell stuff. I took a class in marketing before I joined the force. Or try to join the force.
Oh, God.
Even though a lot of people are getting pissed off with the sexcapades because they think it's a lot of bullshit, they don't really think that you've had sex with anybody. Why don't you give it a shot and do another sexcapades? Here he is. Once again, it's time for Perry's Sexcapades.
This is about a chick by the name of Lenore. Back in Costa Mesa, I had a girlfriend named Lenore.
Oh, Evermore.
Shut up.
Quote the raven, Nevermore.
This chick was a major, major, major drug addict.
Oh, hold on. Let me get some music on my
So list. I, as Mr. Hold nice on, saying,
hold
guy,
on, hold on, hold on. Let me get some music on my
took her to the Betty Ford Clinic out in Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage.
We have music. You can't hear the music?
Oh.
I ran into an ex-coworker from Vaughn's grocery store, and we played pool inside the nightclub.
Whoa, Vaughn's or Lucky's?
Vaughn's.
You worked at Vaughn's, too?
I worked at all of them.
Whoa. You're versatile as shit.
So maybe the opening line of that song should be, Perry worked at every single grocery store.
Other than Lucky's other than Gelson's.
Oh, they wouldn't hire you at Gelson's. Why not? Too high end? Oh, they make you wash.
I'm too well known at Gelson's.
Really? Why are you too well?
Jagoff! Can I finish my fucking sexcapades?
Who are you talking to?
This motherfucker.
Well, you didn't say this motherfucker. You said Jagoff and you looked at me. Not cool. Not cool at all, dude.
I want to talk about my fucking problem with this cunt.
Well, there's a lot of things I want to talk about.
Hey.
Lenore got picked up by these guys at this nightclub.
Why would you be rude to him? Shut your mouth.
Oh, this is where you
I'm
left,
done.
You left
what
her
are you
out
done
the
with?
Desert. You left her out in the desert, right?
Finish your sexcapades.
These are the Marine dudes. She left her mom.
There's nothing to finish because he keeps interrupting and you keep interrupting.
I didn't interrupt. You called him a name. I thought that was pretty rude. He's your best friend in the world. You shouldn't do that. You're going to lose
him. He's not my best friend in the world. He's my biggest lowlife in the world. Whoa. What, now you want to read my sexcapades?
I don't want anything. No, I want you to finish it. Be professional, Perry.
Yeah, be professional, Mole. Means shut up.
No, it doesn't. It means be professional.
Lenore got picked up on by these 29 Palm Marine guys.
29 or the 29 Palms?
Marine
okay, so
base.
How many guys were there?
Like 4 or 6.
It would be funny if there's 29.
She comes up to me. She tells me that these guys are secret informants from Ecuador, which is where she's from, and that I have to leave town now. Okay? So I freaked out when I saw the car, and I took off.
I don't blame
off.
You.
I'd freak out. It looks like a whole family of
I got back to Costa Mesa from Palm Springs in 45 minutes.
How fast were you going at the time?
About 115.
And you can't drive 55.
The
Marines were chasing you in the family wagon?
Well,
29
yeah.
Marines were following
yeah.
them.
Why were they chasing you? Because they were from Ecuador?
I don't know why they were chasing me.
Maybe they liked you. Did. You think they liked you?
What if they would have caught you? What
you
would
think
they
Dimitri
done?
Moreland was there? He was
well,
a Marine.
Now let me get to that point.
Okay.
Dimitri right. Moreland.
Now, as I got pulled over, you know, I pulled off the freeway on MacArthur on the 55, which it goes MacArthur, then the 405.
All right.
And you turn in, yeah. You know, 405 north.
Okay.
So.
So wait. So you merged.
So I pulled
now,
off. I merged off,
off
on
MacArthur,
the MacArthur off ramp.
Off the MacArthur.
Okay. The cops saw that I had a softball bat between the door and the my driver's seat.
Right.
And they asked me if I would use the bat on these guys if they caught up with
and
me.
And you said yes.
You're damn right I did.
Because you're not very bright. Go ahead. What'd the cop do then?
And yeah, exactly. I'm not very bright. I just kind of freaked out and said, yeah, I would use the bat on these guys.
Red bat or blue bat?
Red bat, actually.
Why was the blue was bat red, even there?
It was a red softball bat. The cops saw I had a softball bat between the door and the driver's seat. They said if these guys caught up with me, caught up, would you try beating them up with the
bat? Beating them up.
I told them yes. Him. I said, fuck yeah. And they kidnapped my girlfriend. So I got arrested. Put in jail and then...
made love to.
Well, that was interesting.
Well, that is weird sexcapades.
It was.
You get all the way to get to jail to talk about having your sexcapade in jail.
Right.
Why didn't you take her straight to the Betty Ford Clinic or have sex with her on the way to the Betty Ford Clinic? Were you on crack with her?
Hey, can I ask you a question? Why didn't you take her to What the Huck for the finest in Thai cuisine?
Oh.
It's What the Huck. That's 323-654-7952. What's that number, Perry?
323-654-7952.
See, so you knew the number. You could have taken her there, and none of this would have happened. What's the number for our Espanol-speaking people?
Tres, dos, tres, seis, cinco, cuatro, siete, nueve, cinco, dos.
Was What the Huck's open in 1983?
Yes.
Or 85?
They've been around. They were one of the first established Thai restaurants in North America, and they're also one of the most respected and most delicioso.
True to everything you said, Mole. That's what...
I think the owner don't look like... What's his name on Kung Fu?
What?
Oh, what? So you're going to rip on the owner of What the Huck?
It's a one sponsor.
Perry, what are you using?
No, he's saying the very first.
No, what you said is you ripped on the owner of What the Huck.
I love those guys. They're great. They got awesome food.
They sure do.
I had a fantastic dinner there tonight.
You went there tonight?
I sure did.
You had dinner before?
Yes, indeed.
You didn't take it out of that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Did they give it to you for free?
No, I didn't. No.
You paid for it?
Sure did.
Did they let you shit in the bathroom? Because there's
I didn't need to shit in the bathroom. I peed in the bathroom, no.
Did you? Yeah. They let you in the bathroom again? Well, they said they would never do that again because
that
of the last...
That was because they didn't like how smelly my shit was.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people do. Yeah. Anyway, you know what? It is time once again for the best thing we do on this show. It's time once again for Mole Play.
Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play.
Now, if you've never heard mole play is an improv game that we play here on the Big Three Podcast. This is where Mole will think of some sort of subject. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be part of pop culture. It could be part of something we talked about on today's show. What Mole will then do is he will set up a scenario, he will cast a scene, and then he will direct the scene. What we don't know, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today on Mole Play, we don't know what's going to happen with the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Nope.
But...
we know that I own the rights to the name.
If Mr. Adams and his pal from
I won't believe that until I see it in writing.
Well, okay, then go down to the place and figure it out.
Because it's mine, my company.
Well, listen,
I created it.
Can I just do mole play?
Yeah. Why do you keep interrupting?
You're always interrupting.
Let him professional. Stop interrupting.
Do something, and you're always interrupting.
Just. Do it. Be professional.
I'm always interrupting.
Yes,
interrupting.
There you go again. Let him do it.
It's called be professional.
He can't do that. He just can't do that.
So we don't know what's going to happen, but if Mr. Adams and his new wave singer pal have anything to do with it, it sounds like this show might progress with Dan and Lisa Marie. But I'd like to see what those two would be like. And in fact, I'd like to know what Lisa Marie said about Scaremaster. There's only one way we can find out is by having Lisa Marie on the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection with host Dan Barney. Scaremaster, you're
Dan. If you steal.
Scaremaster.
If you steal.
Scaremaster.
You're the show.
Dan Barney.
If you steal. Listen. The show. Hey. I will sue the fucking shit out of you.
Okay.
I will sue you till you own nothing.
How can you do that, Ning?
Scaremaster, you're going to play Dan. Dan,
no,
you're
going to
play Lisa
Dan.
Marie.
Okay.
You get to say whatever you want as Dan. And you guys are together, and this is your first episode of the new Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection Mole Play.
Well, welcome to the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. You know, Don, I got to tell you something. It is so hard to sit here and to see those beautiful blue eyes. It makes me think I would like you to eat my pussy.
Well, you know what?
What, Don?
If you really had a pussy, I would eat it, but you don't, so I'm not going to.
Don, look at this. Look at my pussy.
That ain't a pussy.
Let me put my fingers in.
That ain't a pussy.
Oh, this feels good.
Sorry.
Don, just touch me. Touch
oh,
me.
God.
Let me have your hand. What are we going to be doing on today's Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection? Don.
I'm going to cancel the show.
Why, Don?
I'm canceling the show.
I'll do anything to keep it going.
I'm canceling the show.
How would you like it if I let you shit
talk
on my
about
chest?
Rock and roll and comedy a little bit, dude? Dan, just show
it's
my.
Called, it's called, you know, having the right people to interview on the show, and
bring out your first guest. Bring out your first guest.
My first guest would be Naomi Nectar.
Hello, it's me, Naomi Nectar. Hey, guys. Great to see you. Hey, where's Scaremaster? I thought he was going to be here.
No, I got rid of him. I'm with Don. Look at his eyes.
Hey, Dan, you'll admit that Scaremaster's even way better than you, huh? Hey, Dan. Dan.
Lawsuit.
Who stole the soul?
Sit down, Dan. Dan, let's just finish mole play.
Dan, Lisa Marie.
What?
I'm Naomi Nectar.
So what do you think about rock and roll?
I'll tell you something. I got a new song. It's called What's Up, Dead Homies from Naomi's.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
Want to hear a little bit of it?
Yeah, Don, why don't you touch my pussy while we're listening? Go ahead. Boom.
What's up, dead homies? I'm Naomi Nectar. I'm going to play my guitar. Hey, what's going on over here with you two?
His finger fucking me. Don, that is so cool.
Hey, Dan, you got to throw to a commercial, Dan.
You want to go to a commercial? We got to first get some sponsors that are worthwhile.
Okay, we've got one from Leeds Mattresses. For the finest in mattress quality, it's Leeds Mattresses.
Oh, wow. I mean, say that.
They're back?
Maybe in Moplay, they are sponsors on the theoretic Comedy Purak Resurrection is hosted by Dan, played by Scaremaster, and Lisa Marie, played by Dan, and that's Moplay!
Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay!
You know, that was terrible. That was really terrible. Why didn't you go with it at all?
You're trying to make me gay, and I won't do it.
Well, anyway, I see the clock on the wall, and I see that it's time that we get the H-E double toothpicks out of here. You know, if you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter, Don Barris on Facebook. You can get in touch with me on Instagram. I believe that's SimplyDon1. And on Vine, I'm at Don Barris. Mole, where are you? Where can they get in touch with you?
Just hanging out at your place. I'm looking for a place to stay. If anyone has an apartment, I'm clean. I don't smoke too much apple cherry with tobacco in the house. I don't have all my pets anymore, but if Mr. Jared Duck comes back, I'm going to need him to crash with us. So, give me a shot.
Where can they get in touch with you?
I don't even know anymore because I'm really getting pretty desperate. So, I'm going to see what happens to me. I'm going to go try to find a place to live this week, and hopefully I'll be back next week.
Harry, where can they get in touch with you?
I'm on the same
Facebook. Well, you
got to
give
Facebook.
The name.
Facebook is Perry F. Caravello.
That's
C-A-R is in car, A-V is in Victor, E-double-L-O. Things are going to be changing soon because I've totally gotten out of the old place. I'm living...
Are you out of the old place now? So we can say the address now. If you're not there anymore, we can say the address now? It's got to be liberating for
you. No!
It's got to be liberating. You say it.
Say it.
You can say it. It doesn't matter. You don't live there anymore.
All right. Well, anyway, if you want to see me, every night I'm at the World Famous Comedy Store. Don't forget, Monday nights, we do our Death Squad Ding Dong show at 10 p.m. in the Comedy Store. Guys, and also, don't forget, 10th anniversary of Windy City Heat coming up in mid-October. Put her there, guys. Big 3! Goodbye, everybody. I feel my